My name's Ellen Hazelcorn. I work as a policy advisor to the Higher Education Authority in Ireland, and I run a research group at the Higher Education Policy Research Unit at DIT. I think one of the things we need to look at is the future student cohort or the student cohort. We are very fixated around the 18 to 22-year-old student who goes to class or traditionally has from September until May. Certainly if we look at population, not just in terms of widening access, which is a huge issue, which is broadly focused around getting more 18-year-olds into the institution, we really need to look at the whole issue of active learners, active engaged citizens who throughout their working life are likely to change not just jobs but careers over time. It is a question about adaptability. It is a question about the way in which we look at the changing labor market and the changing issues that are happening within the labor market. And these kinds of issues about how people engage with that. We tend to look at mature students. They often come in as 25, but then they're also situated into very traditional educational arrangements, i.e., again, back to September until May. Or there's the other side in which we've got employer-funded upskilling. But I'm really trying to get us to rethink that whole range of programs, looking at not just educational pathways, where one moves from one qualification to the next, but career pathways, looking at people coming in and out of the educational system. There's a lot of development happening around competency-based qualifications, what you might call, what are we doing about ECTS credits? Well, we're actually doing very little with them. We're not actually having the ability to stack qualifications, which is in the U.S. is fairly common. So lots of ways in which we could be reorganizing the educational space to cater for a much wider and larger and more diverse student cohort. And it does have to do with the way in which society and the labor market is changing and the way in which higher education is responding to it.
Thank you.